This is the Talk of Fame Network on SB Nation Radio from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Here's Clark Judge, Rick Goslin, and Ron Borges.
Well, on October 4th of this season, the Colts' Adam Vinatieri made history. He became the NFL's all-time leading scorer, breaking the record of Hall of Fame kicker and friend of the show, Morten Andersen. And appropriately, Morten, who was wearing his gold Hall of Fame jacket at the time, not long afterwards sent Adam a congratulatory video message from a golf course saying, "One day I'll see you here in Canton." And you know what? I think that's a pretty safe bet. There are a few records that Adam does not hold. He has the most points in the regular season and the playoffs. He's first in field goals made, first in overtime field goals, and the only player to score 1,000 points for two different teams. And now, at 45, he's the oldest active kicker in the league, but certainly, and probably more importantly, not the oldest kicker to join us on the Talk of Fame. Adam, thanks so much for being here.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys.
Adam, I, you know, you've told this story before, and you and I have talked about it, but for a lot of our younger listeners, they likely don't know that if General George Armstrong Custer hadn't sent your great-great-grandfather back to the fort before he left for the Little Bighorn, Morten Andersen's record would still be safe. So could you share a little bit your personal history with General Custer?
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting story. My great-great-grandfather came over on the boat and hit at Ellis Island. At the time, it was kind of back when everybody was expanding westward across the country. And at the time, the best jobs available were military. So he joined the Army. He was a piano maker back in Italy, and he composed his own music and did a lot of that different stuff. Well, early in his career, he met General George Custer. Custer really enjoyed his music and decided to make him his bandmaster. And back at that time, when they were going across the country and settled in the Dakota Territory, a lot of time they used the band would do, you know, symphonies, and they would do different things to kind of, it's more of a morale boost for the troops and stuff. It kind of gave them a way to decompress, I guess, at the time. Well, long story short, they left all of the band back at Fort Meade when they went to the infamous Battle of Little Bighorn. And honestly, I'm not sure. I need to do my research and figure out if he had his children prior to or post Battle of Little Bighorn. I'm not, like you said, I might not be here today if he would have went along with the rest of the military at that point.
We're damn glad he didn't, and so are the Patriots and the Colts.
You and me both, buddy. You and me both.
You know, everyone now regards you, rightfully so, as the game's best place kicker. But it all started for you in Amsterdam in the World League that a lot of people won't even remember in 95, and then you signed the following year with the Patriots. And, of course, I was covering the team at that time. And what I remember is you winning the job and then going 3-for-7 in the first three games, I think it was, under Bill Parcells, and Parcells starting to look sideways. And then you went 5-for-6, including a 40-yarder in overtime to beat the Jaguars that next week. How important do you think that game was to your career, or do you think that you were safe even though things weren't going as smoothly as they later would?
No, I definitely think that was a life or death game for me at that point. I remember Bill Parcells saying he's week to week, which to me means you got one more chance there, bud. So thank goodness the next game was a pretty good game. And like you said, there was an overtime game winner in overtime, and that bought me another week. I think as a rookie, I think at any point in your career, you're really only as good as your last game, and job security is a funny thing. I guess if you're a first rounder or a $100 million quarterback, you probably have a little bit more than the rest. But as a rookie kicker, you don't have a lot of that. So fortunately for me, unfortunately, the first couple of games were a little rocky. But after that Jacksonville game, kind of righted the ship, and the rest of the season was pretty good. And that kind of catapulted me into the next year. I kind of found my way, found some confidence, not to say that there's not missed kicks along the career and things that you wish you could have another chance at, but it definitely it definitely got better from there. And I think at that point, you know, about three-fourths of the way through this season, maybe it was December, we went to Dallas, and I think at that point there was a game where that game I kicked off and was fortunate enough to track down Herschel Walker, and maybe the most athletic play I've ever had in my entire career. But I think Bill Parcells at that point told me, hey, you know, you're more to this team than just a kicker all of a sudden. So I think that helped probably give me a little bit more value to the team, and my other teammates, they looked at me a little different at that point, and that kind of helped to catapult my career in the right direction.
And you not only have the most points and field goals in history, you have those all-important signature kicks, including 12 in overtime and the two last second game winners in Super Bowls. So what's the first one you're going to tell your grandkids about?
Well, I tell you what, you know, it's one of those things that as a kid, as any person that wants to play in the NFL, I think being able to play in the biggest game, play in a Super Bowl is obviously what you dream about. And as a kicker, to have the opportunity to put the icing on the cake at that point, there's nothing quite like being able to kick a game winner in a Super Bowl, you know, once or even a second time, I guess, for that matter. But I think that one is one of those that there's not a bigger platform, there's not a bigger kick, there's not a better opportunity than that. Although it is proud at those two kicks, I think the one that I'm probably the most proud is the one in the Snow Bowl game, in the divisional playoff game against Oakland. I was just sheer difficulty. I mean, there was, you know, five, six, 7 inches of snow on the ground. We're down by three, and it's a 45-yard field goal. If you miss it, the season's over, and you're cleaning out your locker. And to be able to put that one through the posts and to be able to tie the game up, go into overtime, and then have a shorter field goal to win at the end, I think that's probably the one that I'm the most proud of, just because of sheer difficulty. But over 23 years, there's been a lot of kicks I probably have forgotten more than I remember, but there's a few good ones along the way for sure.
Okay, after those 10 years in New England and three more with the Colts, injuries hit you pretty hard in 2009. You played only six games, underwent hip surgery, and had an aching knee. At that juncture, were you close to calling it a career, or were you sure you'd come back healthy?
Well, that was one that I was asking the docs and all that, because I literally remember asking one of the docs before we had the surgery, as I said, am I going to be able to come back and play with my kids and do all that stuff? Because if I'm going to mess things up so much that it's going to be, I've seen a lot of older former players that, you know, medicine and surgeries weren't quite what they are at this day and age. And I've seen a lot of great, great football players that played back in the 40s, 50s, 60s. And some of those guys, they couldn't walk very well. Their hands and their everything was all busted up. So I think at that point, in my mind, was football's been great to me. I'd love to keep going, but I want to make sure that quality of life after football is still going to be there. So fortunately for me, our team physicians and the surgeon that did my hip surgery and all of our physical therapists and trainers, they did a great job. They worked their butts off to make sure that I got back healthy and could continue on. So I definitely didn't want to end my career on an injury where I couldn't come back from, but it had to be the right situation. And now I look back at it, it's been a decade ago, and I feel pretty good. There's aches and pains, but I think that's because I'm 45, not because of certain injuries. I've been very, very blessed to be relatively injury-free throughout my career, but I've also been more blessed to have great staff and great trainers and doctors that have been around that pay a lot of attention to try to make sure that we get the best medical care possible and stay on the field for as long as we want to.
Aches and pains, Adam, wait till you get to be our age.
Yeah, exactly. You go to bed, you wake up. Dead.
Yeah. Hey, Adam, I want to stay with that year because you didn't play in the Super Bowl, but the next year you led the NFL with, I think, like a 93% accuracy rate, and you finished third in scoring. When did you know that all was well, that you were okay to go forward, and that you were just as good as ever?
Well, I'll back it up a little bit beyond that. They never put me on IR that season, so they brought in Matt Stover, which is obviously a top 10 kicker in the league scoring wise. He's got 2,000 points, and he was very adequate and very, very good kicker. So I felt like the team was in good hands, but I never went on IR because I was always trying to fight to get back onto the field that season. At the end of that year, I started kicking a little bit again with the team, and although it didn't feel great, I could still do it. You know what I mean? I still put them through the posts in practice, and although I was still hurting a little bit, I knew as my legs would get stronger and everything would come back, I knew that the following season was going to be okay. I just had to trust in the process of getting back healthy and getting strong again, and I knew we'd be okay. But I've always been one of these pretty stubborn-minded guy that doesn't like to see anybody do their job, and I think that was probably definitely the toughest season for me. But watching the Super Bowl from the sideline and not being able to contribute and help the team was one of those feelings that it hurt me bad, and I didn't ever want to do that again. So I think at this point moving forward, the more time that you spend taking care of your body, there's no guarantees of health and all that. I mean, it's a contact sport and all that, but I think for the young guys, I always try to tell that my younger teammates, take care of your body. It's your tool. It's what you have that will keep you in the league. You can't go out at night and burn the candle bright and expect to be at your top the next day. So eating right and sleeping right and doing all the right things helps prolong your career.
Well, speaking of that, I was wondering, what adjustments have you had to make with age and with all those thousands and maybe hundreds of thousands of kicks? And I'm wondering also, how many balls do you think you've kicked in your life? I mean, hundreds of thousands, a million? I mean, a zillion, right?
I don't even want to try to even figure out how many I've kicked. I know now, the older I get, I don't kick as much as I used to a decade or two ago, for sure. More of a pitch count, more of a kick what you need to stay sharp and to get your timing down, but don't, you know, I just can't hit balls all day long and expect to feel good the next day. I think for me, recovery is just as important as the actual time on the field, and it sounds funny. I try to get in my butt in bed and lights off by 10 o'clock, and I try to make sure I eat right and do all the right things. I get a lot of soft tissue work. I get massages and stuff in the training room just because I know how important it is to not let little things turn into big things. So for me, it's I put a lot more effort and a lot more work into my body now than I did when I was younger, and I think that's helped me prolong my career.
We've got to run, but thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck with the rest of the season, and get in bed by 10 tonight, would you?
Will do. My pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you. That was Colts kicker Adam Vinatieri. Up next, it's 2-Minute Drill. You're listening to the Talk of Fame Network.